Michael here, John. Thanks for taking the nut, and a great topic, very timely, I might add. As far as preparedness, when I first got my place, 30 years ago or so, we heated the house with a wood stove and had a fuel oil furnace as a backup. And we also have a shallow well, so I also have a hand pump also to go along with my electric pump. But in the years, so all of that would work in a power outage for me. But as I've gotten older, I've since replaced the old fuel oil furnace with a high-efficiency gas furnace. And I now have a dual-fuel generator with a transfer switch, so that can run the well and everything. But I guess my point is that now my backups have backups. I have a, you know, I can run the generator, and I keep 15 gallons of rec fuel on hand for it. But if it was to be a prolonged thing, I could just switch back to the wood stove, and I could just hand pump the water if I needed to. So really, my preparedness these days just consists of making sure I have that rec fuel, probably carry 15, 20 gallons of that on hand at any time, and charging up all my batteries, making sure all the gadgets are charged up. And that's about it. And I'll echo the sentiments for the great work on the Skywarn net with this last storm. Very impressive. I was listening to that along with the road commissioner reports on the scanner, and it gave a very complete picture about what was going on out there. So great work, everybody, and really, really enjoyed that. And with that, I'll turn it back to you. This is Rich, KFHCQV.